Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello and welcome to this Friday edition of our program. Great to have you with me today. I trust that you've been with us all week as we've been learning about how to find security, a wonderful series by Derek Prince. If you've missed any of it, as you've already heard, I'm sure, log on to our website at derekprince.org. Today we're going to learn a very important truth. If God truly does give us security, then we ought to be free from fear and worry. And yet fear and worry really drives a great many human beings, really dominates a great many lives. How can we be free from fear and worry? Worry really is kind of a reverse faith in a sense. It's faith in the negative. How can we be free from that, as we ought to be if we're people secure in God? Let's listen now as Derek Prince teaches us about how to find protection from fear and worry.
I've been sharing with you about the secret place of the Most High found in Psalm 91. The place of protection from the terror by night, the arrow by day, the pestilence and the plague. The place where you will not be touched by God's judgment on the wicked. The place where no harm will befall you. No disaster come near your dwelling. Yesterday I directed you to the hidden door that leads to this secret place. And I said, the door is the cross. I compared it to the secret door in an ancient castle somewhere in Europe, which is covered over by a picture or a tapestry. But when you lift the picture underneath, there's a little something that you press and the door swings open and you have a place of escape. And I said, that's what the cross is. It's like a picture that covers over the secret place. When we look at the cross, there's nothing at first to attract us. There's no indication of security there. But when we understand what took place at the cross, then we find it's the way to the secret place. Because at the cross, Jesus identified himself with us. He took our guilt, our condemnation. He died our death. He paid our penalty. And when he died, we died. His death was our death. And through his death, we pass out of this world of insecurity, pressures, evil. We pass into another realm. And then Paul says in Colossians, our life thereafter is hidden with Christ in God. That's the secret place. Hidden with Christ in God. It's not in the next age, but it's right now. We've passed out of one realm into another realm in Christ. Today I'm going to deal with security in another area, one where we all need it, but alas, we do not all achieve it. I'm going to speak about emotional security. Mental and emotional pressures are increasing in our contemporary lifestyle. I read an estimate recently that in their lifetime, one out of every four persons in our nation will need some kind of psychiatric help. That's a staggering figure. Most psychiatric hospitals today are filled to overflowing. When a person comes to the need of psychiatric help, that person has succumbed in some way to mental or emotional pressure. And for the people that actually recognize their need and seek psychiatric help, there are probably twice as many that don't recognize their need but have in some degree the same type of problem and are under the same type of pressure. Now, the remedy against mental and emotional pressures is summed up in one word, the word peace. Peace not just in the sense of no war, but peace in the sense of fulfillment, completeness, and rest. Now, there are some main enemies of peace, and I'm going to speak about two today, fear and worry. And each of them comes in many different disguises. Fear and worry, we can be afraid of sickness, we can be afraid of people's opinions, we can be afraid of a financial crash, or we can worry about the same kind of thing. Worry is a kind of little nagging worm that eats away. Fear is more like a dagger that's thrust into us, but each of them, in the end, is destructive. Now, God's main protection against fear and worry is trust. And I'm going to read you a passage from Isaiah chapter 26, verses 3 and 4, where the prophet Isaiah speaks about protection from fear and worry. These words are addressed to the Lord, and he says, "You will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is the rock eternal." Going back to the first verse, "You will keep in perfect peace." That's complete protection against fear and worry. And then it speaks about the area where fear and worry attack, the mind. "You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is steadfast," settled. And the way to have a settled, steadfast mind is stated in the next line, "because he trusts in you." And then comes this beautiful exhortation, "Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is the rock eternal." The Lord is repeated there. It's used twice for emphasis. The Lord, and only the Lord, is the rock eternal. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is the rock eternal.
You know, Derek tells us that mental and emotional pressures are increasing in our society. We need to realize that we are living at a time where the water is rising, so to speak, in terms of things that can prompt fear, things that can prompt worry. But there is deliverance. There is a way that we can trust in God's protection and be free from these besetting enemies of our souls. And that's what they are. They're enemies that come to rob us of what God has promised he will do. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
As a new believer, you want to know more about the promises found in God's Word. As a seasoned Christian, you want to gain deeper understanding of the mysteries of the Bible. No matter where you are in your journey of a lifetime, Derek's landmark book, Foundational Truths for Christian Living, will quickly move you farther along. Now completely revised and updated, Foundational Truths for Christian Living provides an indispensable foundation for all believers and is a proven and trusted reference tool for counseling, ministry, and sharing your faith. Drawing from over five decades of scripture-based teaching and study in the original Greek and Hebrew, Derek Prince clearly unpacks the foundational truths of the Christian faith. Foundational Truths for Christian Living gives you everything you need to develop a strong, balanced, and power-filled life of faith. Normally $19.95. For a limited time, Derek Prince Legacy Radio listeners can order a copy for only $14.95. A savings of 25%. Call now, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Receive this foundational treasure mined from years of study. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771 or order securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Great to have you with me today. We're learning about protection from fear and worry. And you know what? I never like it when someone teaches me the high principles, teaches me the big picture of what God wants to do, and then doesn't give me the practical steps. Well, Derek is just about to give us some practical steps in trusting God and having the peace that comes from it. Let's listen.
Now, I want to explain to you quickly and briefly two steps to achieving trust. The first is you have to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. You see, our minds are ultimately directed, motivated, and controlled by spiritual forces. And so, to enter into real trust, we have to have a different kind of spirit controlling our mind from that which controls the minds of the people of this world. Paul says in Ephesians 4:23, "Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Let another spirit come in and take control of your mind and reprogram your thinking and redirect your thoughts, give you new objectives, new thought patterns." And then in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, Paul contrasts the kind of spirit that operates in the people of the world and the kind of spirit that should be operating in a child of God. He says, God did not give us a spirit of timidity or cowardice or fear. That's the world. But a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline. That's the Holy Spirit. That's the spirit that we have to invite to control our minds. The spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline. When that spirit comes in, it excludes the spirit of timidity and fear. And secondly, in our minds, we have to focus on the positive. Paul says in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 8, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Every time you're going to worry, don't worry, pray. Lift it immediately to God with thanksgiving. Then this is the promise, the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Don't try and reason out the peace of God, because it transcends all understanding. It's something that goes beyond our power to reason out. We just receive it. And then Paul prescribes how to retain the peace of God in the next verse, verse 8. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. That's the ongoing recipe for peace, is focus on the positive. Don't think about the evil. Don't think about people who've harmed you. Don't think about the problems that may arise. Focus on that which is good. Focus on God, His love, His faithfulness. Focus on His word. Focus on the people who care for you and pray for you. Think about all the good that you've received from people. Don't let your mind be preoccupied with the negative. Somebody pointed out to me that in Egypt there are two kinds of birds. There are those which kill their prey and eat it alive, and there are other birds that feed on rotten meat that's stinking. And somebody said to me, both birds find what they're looking for. And our minds are like that. If we want to feed on rotten meat, we can. But if we want to feed on that which is fresh, we can. We make the decision. In closing my talk today, I want to point out that the Bible is very realistic. It doesn't assume that its recipe will be completely applied with total success the first time. It leaves room for an ongoing tension between two things, between fear and trust. And that's the experience of most of us at times. In Psalm 56, verses 3 and 4, this is what the psalmist says. When I am afraid, I will put my trust in thee. He doesn't say I'll never be afraid, but he says, when I am afraid, I will not yield to fear. I won't focus on fear. I won't let fear dominate my thinking. But I'll turn away from the fear to the Lord, and I'll put my trust in the Lord. And then he goes on, in God, whose word I praise, in God I have put my trust. I shall not be afraid. What can mere man do to me? As we turn to the Lord and put our trust in Him, we have to honor His word. The expression of God's will, God's counsel, God's attitude toward us is found in His word. Circumstances might seem to suggest that God doesn't care, that God is far away, that things are not under God's control. But when we put our trust in God and in His word, we cannot believe those lies of Satan. So the remedy when fear comes, it's not to say I'm not afraid, but to say I won't yield to fear, I won't focus on fear. I'll turn to God, I'll put my trust in God and in His word, which never changes. And as I trust in God and His word, fear will have no hold upon me.
Now, isn't it good news that much of what we can experience in God is dependent upon our obedience to His word? That's not pressure. That's a great promise that if we'll do certain things, if we will keep our minds stayed on Him, if we will think on the things that He tells us to keep our minds stayed upon and to think upon, that we will have the peace that comes from it. Listen, coming up, the president of Derek Prince Ministries, Dick Leggett, is going to be with me here in the studio as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
As a new believer, you want to know more about the promises found in God's Word. As a seasoned Christian, you want to gain deeper understanding of the mysteries of the Bible. No matter where you are in your journey of a lifetime, Derek's landmark book, Foundational Truths for Christian Living, will quickly move you farther along. Now completely revised and updated, Foundational Truths for Christian Living provides an indispensable foundation for all believers and is a proven and trusted reference tool for counseling, ministry, and sharing your faith. Drawing from over five decades of scripture-based teaching and study in the original Greek and Hebrew, Derek Prince clearly unpacks the foundational truths of the Christian faith. Foundational Truths for Christian Living gives you everything you need to develop a strong, balanced, and power-filled life of faith. Normally $19.95, for a limited time, Derek Prince Legacy Radio listeners can order a copy for only $14.95, a savings of 25%. Call now, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Receive this foundational treasure mined from years of study. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771 or order securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. It's great to have you with me today. And joining me in the studio today is the president of Derek Prince Ministries, Dick Leggett, who's here to share some observations out of his own life. Dick, it's great to have you with me.
Hey, Stephen. This is a great series that Derek's in right now on security, isn't it?
Very powerful. Very powerful. You know, I think when we hear the title, you know, how to have security, where do you find security? People think of security in a very, very broad sense. But I'll tell you, when you are haunted by insecurity, it is really a confidence draining, tormenting experience, isn't it? You've had something like that.
Yeah, I had the good sense a few years back to accept a position as a stockbroker. It just so happened that my timing was absolutely horrible. I timed it to become a stockbroker right at the time when the market was starting on a downturn that just kept on going into the abyss. And then 9/11/2001 hit, and the bottom just dropped out of the market. So I'm in a business that's basically a commission business and trying to support my family and realizing there are no commissions coming in here. So every morning, every night, really at about 2 or 3 in the morning, I would wake up absolutely covered in a cold sweat. I was dealing with just such anxiety. And during that time, you know, I've had certain parts of my life where I've just lived in certain scriptures. And during that time, the only thing that would help would be quoting to myself Philippians 4, 6, and 7. I would wake up and I would say, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God that guards, that transcends all human understanding will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. I would say that. It wasn't a mantra. I was just proclaiming the promise of God. And I would do that until I would basically fall asleep. But what I found was that during that time, that scripture just became absolutely life and truth to me. And honestly, it did transcend human understanding. I couldn't figure out what was going on, and I couldn't figure out how God was providing for us. But He did during that time, and we made it through those anxious times. And we really found our security in Him, which was I think that was the theme of what God was trying to teach me.
Now, let's zoom in here for just a moment so that our listeners and those who are in similar circumstances can really identify. My experience with this is that it's as though it comes to us as a series of thoughts combined with emotional torment. It's almost like you're being drawn into a downward negative mental spiral, and then there's a strong emotional and spiritual reinforcement. So it's like thoughts combined with a feeling that you cannot shake. That's what this torment feels like.
That's right. And it starts with that thought of, oh no, I'm not going to make it out of this. Oh no, this is the last step for me. I mean, I can't survive this. And when you even give a moment's assent to that, then the adversary and the accuser of the brethren just hops right on that thing and just wails on you. And, you know, you just end up, if you're not careful, you can end up in a place of just being absolutely despondent.
But Dick, I can also hear somebody saying, is it really possible to control your thoughts? I mean, what you've said is that by meditating on the Word, there was a change in your thinking process, a change in your feelings, certainly, at the same time that was accompanied by God doing things for you. But is it really possible to have that thinking changed? How does that happen?
Well, you know, people try to make this very metaphysical and very mystical. But, you know, you see the same thing in the life of Abraham when God had promised him something. And it says of Abraham that he looked at his own body and that it was as good as dead. He basically had to look at reality and he had to say, hey, it ain't happening. In my physical and natural self, it's not happening. However, I choose to ascend and step beyond that and believe God. And again, it's not mental gymnastics, Stephen. It is really an act of choice. I think each of us can say, okay, am I going to believe what I'm saying to myself and what the enemy's saying to me right now? Or am I going to transcend that and believe what God has said and let that be my bedrock security? And it's a conscious decision. It's a very rational decision. It's not easy. But if you can take that step, then you find yourself building your life on the bedrock of God's truth. And, you know, it's not a matter of fooling yourself. It's a matter of another reality that transcends the human situation that you find yourself in.
And it seems like the link for you to that alternate reality, it was the Word of God.
That's right.
Jesus said, the words I've given you are spirit and they are life. The words in the Bible are not just information like other books. They have spiritual power to them. And as you put the Word first in your life, as you meditated upon it, as you spoke it out of your mouth, it's as though you tapped the power in the words and God responded, because he responds to our faith as the Bible teaches us. Is that how you see it?
That's right. Right. And there's another element there. You open yourself up to the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, the scripture says, if the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, it will quicken your mortal body. It's basically, if you believe in the Lord and if the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead is in you, then something's going to happen. It's going to cause a physical, palpable response in you, and that will take you into where God wants you to be.
Dick, do two things for us here in the last couple of minutes. First of all, speak to people in the circumstances you were in, and then take us to prayer. Would you please?
Yes, I will. You know, I want to just say to you, if you're in a place that you think is impossible, and just know this, first of all, be encouraged by the fact that you're not alone. There have been many people who have stood in that same position. But if you have basically thought to yourself, I can't survive this one, I'm in an impossible place, I encourage you to take that step that Stephen and I are talking about right now. Step beyond what you're seeing. Step beyond even what you're experiencing in your physical body and just say, Lord, I believe that you are able to take me beyond this. You're faithful. I believe your reality more than I believe my own present reality. Now, let me just pray for you real quickly. I ask you to pray this prayer after me, and then I'll pray for you. Just say, Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you more than I believe what I'm facing right now. And I believe that this is not just words that I'm saying. I believe that these are spirit and life, and I am actually making a declaration this day that you are bigger than the problem that I'm facing right now. Now I just want to pray for you. For you as you pray that prayer, Lord, I pray that you would build on that statement and take each person who has prayed it to the place that you want them to be, so that they, in joy and rejoicing, might be able to find the place in you that you're taking them. Help them beyond this obstacle right now. Bring them to the place that you want them to be. We pray it in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Dick, thank you so much. Great having you here.
Thanks, Stephen. It's always good to be with you.
Listen, if you've missed any of this marvelous teaching all week, log on to the website and be sure and listen to it over and again, particularly if you're identifying an area of bondage and fear and worry in your own life. Well, listen, that's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again on Monday as the legacy continues.
Take a moment to order your copy of Derek's landmark work, Foundational Truths for Christian Living. Available for a limited time for only $14.95. Simply call us toll-free, 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Take a moment to call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261.
or in Canada, call 888-737-0771 or order your copy of Foundational Truths for Christian Living securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org.